North Carolina counties declare Second Amendment sanctuary status. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 31, 2020. The Second Amendment sanctuary movement is picking up steam again as counties in North Carolina declare they have no intention of enforcing new controls that infringe on gun rights. On January 29, 2020, V reported Cabarrus, Cleveland, Catawba, Lincoln and Union counties had all declared Second Amendment sanctuary status. And the Gaston Gazette reports Gaston County added its name to the list of Second Amendment sanctuaries this week. The StatePortPilot.com reports Brunswick County is set to make a similar declaration, with the all-Republican Board of Commissioners planning a February 17 vote on the issue. Commissioner Mike Forte introduced the declaration, saying, "When we got sworn in, we swore that we would uphold the Constitution and the Second Amendment." Commissioner Marty Cook concurred with Forte's push, declaring, "If I have to do the same thing about the First Amendment, if I have to do anything about the Second Amendment or any of the other ones, I'm going to stand with the Constitution." Over 100 local governments in Virginia have declared Second Amendment sanctuary status since Democrats won control of the state legislation in November 2019. Second Amendment sanctuaries have also been declared in Colorado, Illinois, Kentucky, New Jersey, Texas, and numerous other states. In every instance, the declaration means county and/or city leaders have no intention of enforcing gun controls that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.